weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is Thursday, June 27th, 2019, and we're here to talk about you and all that stuff. Anything that affects you and this future of ours and the markets and employment and money and the Mets who lost again today. Woe is me. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archived. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary. Articles we post. If you'd like to hear what we're doing, like to hear what you're doing, press the money management button. Press the subscribe button to get our notes direct to you. And the ever-popular over-the-top email service, convictionleaders.com, right there at GaryK.com. Check it out. 1 month free. Well. So we had debates last night. We'll have more tonight. Let me tell you what you did not hear. Are you ready? Last night in the debates, you did not hear anything about the creation of a job. You didn't hear anything about the creation of wealth. You heard nothing about hard work, or sweat, or toil, or risk capital, or about success and failure. You did not hear anything about massive debt. You didn't hear anything about massive deficits. You didn't hear anything about government overreach. You didn't hear anything about the size of government. You didn't hear anything about rugged individualism. You heard none of that. What you did hear is that the economy is corrupt, pure, and simple. What you did hear is we're giving government back to the people. Oh, yeah. We can see that. What you did hear, we need 70% tax rates from a guy who runs New York City, which means you have state and federal, which means you'd have to work into the month of November before you make your first dime. You heard nothing on how this country got to a GDP of $20-21 trillion. You heard none of it. As I have told you forever, the biggest enemy of the lefties is success. They hate success. They hate big. They hate growth. They hate positive. Because if everybody's successful and everybody's positive, they have nothing to sell you on, because all they sell you on is how your lot in life will only be better if you vote for them. Mostly people who have never run a business, created a job, created a dime of wealth, created nothing, had to spend their days and months and years pissing all over those that have. You have seen for years them ripping on Walmart, the greatest job-creating machine in history, where 75% of the people that run the stores started in minimum wage. They rip on big. They want to break them up. They want the state to control education. How do they do it? We're going to give you everything free, but we're going to take a crap load of taxes from you. They want to run health care. They want to run insurance. They want to run autos. They want to run energy. They want to run everything. You know, they keep calling others fascist and fascism. Go look up the word fascist and fascism. You tell me if it doesn't fit somebody who wants the state to run the joint. That's what we got last night. Nothing about success. Nothing about waking up at 5 a.m., starting a new business, a little bit nervous. What am I going to do? Am I going to be a success? No, they sell victimhood. Pure victimhood. Yet you are getting screwed by the man. Screwed by the man. But it's a lie. It's a con. It's con artistry at its finest. That was last night. And tonight, we get the king of the con artists, Bernie Sanders. And we try to be very careful with our verbiage here. We try to keep it pure economic / politics. But I do know that I will call him a moron and an imbecile. But I have to tell you, I have no positive emotions for this man who has espoused 100% tax rates for people making over $1 million, who has curried time and favor with communists and the worst of the worst people who have destroyed wealth, destroyed people, and destroyed hope in so many areas in this beautiful world of ours, that if he ever had his hands on our treasure, holy hell! Yet he polls at like 15%. And I would have no problem telling him to his face. And I'm always amazed at people that you would think are sane. Yay, Bernie. What has he ever done? What has he done? What is on his resume that you should be thrilled with this man? What do you think he can do? How did we get along with him, without him, running this country? How did we get the 20-some-odd trillion of GDP without this wizard? That was last night's debate. Now, tomorrow, it's one of those days. It will be the best of tomorrow. Adam is traveling. I am traveling. Actually, my schedule tomorrow, funeral, airplane. That's my day, at least my afternoon. So I will write up some notes on tonight's debate over the weekend after I settle down when I arrive. We'll also do a full market wrap on the website at GaryK.com on tomorrow. And there's some things in the aftermarket that are noteworthy on a group that is basically comatose that I will cover also. And we'll do that in just a couple of minutes, ladies and gentlemen. I'm in an ornery mood. The Mets lost again today. And I'm just, get rid of the coach, get rid of every, I mean, they already got rid of a few people. I mean, goodness gracious. And it's not that their players are bad. I just think the organization is from heck. I'll be nice. I'll use the word heck. But very depressing. What can I tell you? Later in the show, Bitcoin. Boeing, how strong the market was today with the Dow down. Semiconductors, China, and gold. Oh, and I have to mention financials, because some things going on in the aftermarket on the financials that you will need to know about, because if you can't do it with your earnings, you do it with your buybacks. I guess that's how they're rolling right now, ladies and gentlemen. And of course, we'll have our ever popular, over the top news of the day and whatever else enters my brain today. Thanks for being here. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum.
Is powered by Freedom Solar. Find out more at freedomsolar.com. Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I am Gary Culp. I'm your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Hope you are having a good day. And we have 4th of July next week. If you're traveling, be safe. Take your time. If you're driving, definitely be safe. Take your time. You want to arrive alive. If you're going to the Dominican Republic, don't drink the liquor. And if you get heart palpitations, get the hell out of there. By the way, tourism is down, or bookings are down 74% in the Dominican Republic right now. And there's a lot of talk about, oh, this is just a frenzy and stuff like that. I don't know. A lot of deaths will tend to give pause, don't you think? Just saying. And I think they've really mishandled it, if you ask me. But since you didn't ask me, whatever. All right, in no particular order, and then we'll do market wrap in a bit. After the market close, Apple, a guy who's been with them for 30 years, their head designer of everything, left to do his own design company. Stock's down. It's only down $2 in the aftermarket, but that was a story. Also in the aftermarket, listen carefully. So they have these stress tests for the banks. They're still doing them from 08 and stuff. And what they do with these stress tests is that the banks take them, and if they pass, they are then allowed to raise dividends, buy back stock. And I guess a bunch of people said they passed the stress test, but you know what I think. They ain't passed nothing. But okay. So just letting you know, you're going to get a gap up tomorrow on a lot of banks, okay? And investment banks. Goldman Sachs closed at 199 and change. It's 204. That's a Dow stock. That's about 20-some-odd Dow points. J.P. Morgan closed at about a little less, 108.80. It's 110.80. That's another $2. Citigroup's up a buck. Bank America's up about 2%. I haven't looked the rest of them. So that'll be tomorrow in the financials. And as you know, the financials, as I have said, have not helped the market, but really haven't hurt. The regionals have, but the bigger names, they've just been a somewhat comatose-y. Next, we have simply told you on Boeing, you know, still too much uncertainty, even though it came off the lows, had some decent action in it as of late. It's down $11 today. It was announced that it's going to be at least another 3 months on the 737 MAX, because we told you late yesterday about some other fix they need to do, and you know what the fix is? Supposedly, if this happened, the nose would dive again, and that's not a good thing. So Boeing got hit for 11, and again, for me, it's just... I don't like uncertainty. I will let you decide. And again, when they get past all this, just may take some more time. Bitcoin. So yesterday, I did a little thing for you guys. I noted for you how all of a sudden I'm getting all these emails from people, should I buy Bitcoin? And I'm like, gee, it must have had a good move. So think about this. It goes down 80%. All the other coins go down between 80 and 100%. The scam companies go down 80 to 100%. A bunch of them no longer trade. And after Bitcoin goes up 200% from the lows, I'm getting emails and calls at the office. Should I buy it? And I did this phone conversation I had with somebody, and I did a little sarcasm in there. But I'm trying to explain, don't you think there's risk? And, well, what if it keeps going up? It's up 200%. Do you think? Anyway, it turns out maybe it's not, but for today, just for today, it was timely. Bitcoin dropped 20% from yesterday to today. And by the way, it trades 24/7. I don't know if it goes back up 20% for tomorrow. I have no idea. I just wanted to let you know, and just an indication for you that, you know, careful. Next, gold. Still minor pullback here. We think it's for real. We're actually hoping it pulls back more. But so far, the pullback's been a non-event. All it is something that got stretched and extended to the upside. Normal pullback, volumes contracted. We'll let you know. Same for gold stocks. And actually, gold stocks are extended. But again, we think it's for real. Next, the president's in Japan and he's meeting with the China head, Xi. I have absolutely no clue how it ends up. My worry is you have two people that are, how do I put it? Not egomaniacs, but they have to show their people they're strong. And you have two men that really have put their foot in cement on where they stand. And I wonder that if any of them moves too much, will they be looked at as wimps? So we'll see. I have no idea what happens. All I can tell you is if I was a betting man, I say they come out of it with truce. We're not going to add any more tariffs. We're not going to do anything else, but we're not going to change anything yet. But we're going to get our act together, and this is what we'll talk about, and they'll kick the can down the road again. That's what I think will happen. I think that's best case scenario. But again, it's just guessing. And I believe they meet in about, it'll be midnight Eastern time Friday night, Saturday morning, which is 12 hours later, I believe, in Japan. So, Saturday midday in Japan. Anyway, we'll see what happens. We hope for the best. If I hear President Trump say China pays the tariffs, my head's going to explode. We're not going to call him a liar. We'll be nice and just say he's misleading. And we know that because he gave the farmers $28 billion because of how much they were getting killed. And the president does not want to lose the farmers come election time. And I'm completely against that move. Up next, full market wrap. Movers of the day. Much more today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Breakthrough in hearing aid technology is here. Go to biztalkeargo.com to learn more. biztalkeargo.com.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. My good buddy Eric Bischoff, who used to be with WCW, World Championship Wrestling, was just hired by Vince McMahon and WWE to run their SmackDown brand. I am thrilled for that man. He is a genius. He's a marketing genius. He's a creative genius. I am thrilled. Good for him. Big shout out to my buddy Eric. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Anyway. Market Wrap is brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Now, the Dow is down 10. But you know how sometimes I'll say to you, the Dow was up 150, but the Russell 2000 was down the equivalent of 150? Well, today the Russell 2000 was up. You ready for this? The equivalent of 400 Dow points. So for a change, the small caps destroyed the large caps today. Breath was good, green screen, simple as that. The Dow was affected by Boeing, as I mentioned, down 11, which is, I guess, is about 70 Dow points, somewhere in there, give or take a few. Also in the Dow, Walgreens was up too on their crappy numbers. I get all my drugs there. United Health almost up 3. United Tech, Nike up 1. Goldman Sachs up 2, Johnson & Johnson down 1. Nike in the aftermarket is up 5 cents. Woo, that's big. But the market much, much better than the Dow today. And the semiconductors up another 21. Now, we've talked about the semiconductors for a bunch of months. And we have told you forever that it's the most important group in the market and to watch it. Leading group. Telegraphs markets. Been doing it for decades. It is not very often in the last 25 years the semiconductors haven't led. It used to be the financials. No longer. It's the semis. So two great days in a row off of terrible earnings. The analysts were trying to put a spin on Micron's great 67% drop in earnings and their fabulous 39% drop in sales. In that Micron, well, maybe, sort of, could be, but I got news for you. Gargantuan inventory build, but yet we deal in price here. We deal in price. So just letting you know, the bid is in on the semis this second, and it is something to watch very closely. I'm looking at Applied Materials. Looks like it wants to break out. Let me give you their last quarter. Earnings down 41%, sales down 23%. By the way, for most of these companies, guidance isn't very good. So, again, we'll be watching. Muy importante that this thing continues to do well. Or else, so there's your semiconductors. And I just want to repeat the financials. Could be interesting to see what happens tomorrow. They'll gap up a couple of percent off of buybacks and dividend raises off of fake stress tests. No, really. Fake stress tests. How do I know they're fake? Because the people that are given the tests are the culprits that caused 08. The dummies. Also of note today, decent day for growth. Things like the software names came off the 50-day moving average, a few of the names, some came off the 21-day. Of course, a bunch of them have broke to the downside. We just take them off our watch for now until they get back above the 50-day. But that's good to see. But just a great day with the Dow down 10. I would take 100 days like today. Dow down 10. Russell 2000 up 400 Dow points. NASDAQ 57. NASDAQ 100 I think was not as good. NASDAQ 100 was only up 30. And that's because you didn't. Apple was down, not a lot in the big mega cap names. Cisco was down almost a buck. Intel not acting well. Both of those in the Dow. All right. Isn't it amazing? I just got to repeat this. This Bill de Blasio, mayor of New York City, 70% tax rate, knowing his citizens in New York City also pay, I think, like 13% taxes. State tax, city tax. They're insane. And just remember what taxes are. It's handing your money over to other people. Government is just people. And if any of you can tell me anything they have run efficiently and effectively throughout the years, I'll give you $100 to your charity. Not to mention, these are the people that put us $22 trillion of debt. Trillion-dollar yearly deficits. We want to give them more money. That's the big argument I have with socialists and real lefties. Why would you want to give them more money? Why would you want to give them choice? You have a choice now on your health insurance. Why do you want to take all your choice away and put it in Bernie Sanders' hands? Why would you do that? When I narrow down to that least common denominator, they don't have an answer. You know what they say? Well, Trump sucks. That's their answer. That's their default setting. In other news, did you know Amazon and Amazon Prime Day last year sold 100 million products in one day? What a juggernaut. $3.5 to $4 billion of sales that day on 100 million products. I bring that up because Target's now going to do a day like that, so is eBay. And Target's, you know, they're selling based on, and we're not even going to charge you a membership fee. By the way, Amazon also has like 100 million members. What are they paying, like $95 or something? I don't even know if that's one time or not. I don't even pretend to follow that. And eBay is involved. They're still in business. By the way, eBay, which has been a dormant stock for a long time, still does $11 billion. I won't ever do business with eBay ever again because I got scammed by somebody and eBay disavowed themselves. They didn't want to help. There was this travel person. And great, great prices in Hawaii hotels. Gave $2,500. My stupidity, I gave her a check. She went to jail. Interesting thing, you ready for this? Sometimes justice works. So she ripped me off for $2,500 and somebody else in my office. 10 years later, I got a check from the San Diego something reimbursement department. I lost $2,500. They sent me a check for $175 and they gave me a letter, more will come. Don't you love that? They did their job. The woman went to jail for a few years and I guess they garnish her wages now that she's out. I like this. I can't say that. Watch yourself, Gary. But I won't do any business ever with eBay ever, ever, ever again because when I contacted them, you know what they basically told me? F you. Yeah, we're just middlemen. Blah, 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 blah. You're screwed. Ha ha. That was the end of my relationship with them. And that's my travel agent scam story. Yes, I got caught in one also. But who's to know? It seemed pretty darn good. Up next, more, this, that, other thing. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the National
Home for Business Talk, online at biztalkradio.com. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action!
Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thank you for being with us today. Again, schedule tomorrow will be best of. As me and Adam will both be traveling, you will have Adam Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. Thursday is July 4th, best of. Not sure about Friday of next week. So, one of them things. May have to put up with me next Friday. So that be the schedule. A few other tidbits. Just a couple little reminders. Again, the big story this weekend. And let me be clear. I hate the fact that we get held hostage over what we are seeing. Look, I think President Trump has done a lot of good. I think he does a lot of not necessary stuff. That's just my opinion. Believe me, plenty of people disagree with me. Other people do agree. Hey, that's what makes the world go round. I will keep my fingers crossed that only good comes from all this. That's what I will do. Keep my fingers crossed that only good comes from this, because I can promise you a couple of things. If we put more tariffs on China, I believe there'll be a negative effect. To what extent, I don't know. Now, the president has already backed up a little, the truck a little bit. He was talking for a while, 25% taxes, tariff on the $300 billion of whatever. He says, well, we can consider 10% for start. So that's the good news. I think that 25% is off the table. That's my belief. I can be wrong. Just guesswork here. And just remember, he backed away from Mexico. He went from Mexico, you're screwed, and you're going to pay for it, to no tariffs. And we're told Mexico's doing all kinds of wonderful things for us. No, they're not. No, they're not. They're doing a couple of better things for us. Overpromise, underdeliver, that type of stuff. So again, this is going to be a big story. The next thing we have to look forward to, unfortunately, is the yutzes at the Fed. That'll be, I believe, the last 2 days of July. They will lower rates with 100% certainty. 110% certainty. As certain as the Mets not going to be in the World Series this year. The market knows that already, but who knows how the market reacts to it when they decide to do it. Again, the market absolutely knows that already. 100% certainty. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. A couple other tidbits, just as a reminder. A couple of insider plays. Number one, American Airlines. Just a bunch of insiders bought at $28, $29. It is 32 though now, so it's had a little bit of a move. But that was a pretty decent amount of stock as well as insiders. I'd just be watching it. Symbol AAL. I'm not a big airline investing fan. But put that up there. And then Continental Resources. It's back to 42. That's where the CEO bought like $50 million of stock. He bought, and then it went from 42 to 52, came down to 36 because oil prices crashed. Well, oil prices are now firming up. It's back to where it was. Now, keep in mind the CEO, Harold Hamm, bought stock in $56 10 months ago. So he's completely wrong back then. But we like his persistence, and man, the size of his purchases, I mean, that's some pretty serious size. So just keep it on your file manager. We'll watch it. If they really shape up on a technical basis on heavy volume and stuff, the issue is you're dealing with a commodity on the oil name, and you're actually dealing with airlines that are affected by economy, amongst some other stuff. So just keep it again in the file manager. Just thought it mentioned to you. Because I got to tell you, the last time I saw this type of buying in size like this Continental Resources was Steve Wynn when he was with Wynn Resorts. Back in 15, 16, he bought $100 million in the 55, 60 area, and then it came down. He bought more. Stock went to $200 by June of 18. And again, we're not saying the same thing is going to happen, but just remember, this guy runs the joint. And by the way, insider trading disclosed is completely legal. It's the illegal, the one where you hear something secret. Hey, somebody's going to be bought out in 2 days and you buy without disclosure. That's illegal. So there's a big difference and people don't get that sometimes. You can look it up, Google it, and what's legal and illegal insider trading. And there are disclosure forms, which are now much more. Used to be you find out a week or 10 days later. Now you find out the next day. So keep that in your head, and we'll let you know. Because if Howard Hamm keeps buying, we're going to pay attention to it. We just don't like oil stocks. And lastly, tomorrow's end of quarter. And, of course, today was end of quarter. Is there any wonder that market had a real good day, notwithstanding the Dow? And by the way, tomorrow will be Russell rebalancing. A bunch of names are going into the Russell tomorrow that popped up today, like Uber and Lyft. By the way, Uber is back to IPO. It actually closed for the first time ever above its IPO price. 13 cents above. And actually looks like it wants to get out of here. You may want to watch UBER. Have a great evening. Drive carefully. I'm out of here. Best of Gary tomorrow. When you get home, do like I do. Simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Good night, all.
For joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions.